We continue our discussions here on WQKT as part of Now and New. And as part of that, we've been doing the Commissioner's Wayne County government podcast, if you will, if that's what we'll call it. And today, pleased to be joined by Joe Villegas, who is the emergency manager for Wayne County itself. And Joe, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely. It's good to have you. And, you know, I know that that's kind of a broad title, emergency manager, but I'm guessing there's a lot that comes with that for the county itself. I'm sure we're talking about preparedness. We're talking about should that emergency strike tomorrow? How does that work? You know, and I guess I want to know from step one to step 50, how does all of that work for you, and where do you fit into that equation?
See, what you're just asking me is roughly about a three-year schooling. There are actually colleges today that offer emergency management courses, and also as a major. I believe there are a couple of colleges out there right now that even offers emergency management as a major and as a college. So University of Akron is one of the closest ones. But anyway, what I really wanted to discuss today is your question about what emergency management really is here in Wayne County. It has four different aspects to it. You know, you mentioned something about preparedness, and that's the part where we prepare everybody, including our general public and our elected officials and our first responders, to be able to help manage large-scale disasters here in our county. In the public side, typically that comes with being able to prepare people to become resilient when we're talking about disasters. Another aspect that we work on are mitigation strategies. So what I mean by that are mitigation projects or any techniques or strategies or planning that we can actually put in place so that we can minimize the effects of natural hazards. Here in Wayne County, one of the top hazards that we get is flooding. And I believe one of the major ones that just happened is in 2019. One of the projects that we're working on right now is to turn an area that constantly gets flooded into green space, so that way it's not a repetitive insurance claim for property owners. The next one is what's called response, and this is when we assist responders in any of their response efforts. If there's a large-scale disaster, typically what we do is we function as resource and coordinators. So in other words, if there are special resources that need to be brought into the county to help with response efforts, we are the conduit to make that happen. We typically have contacts with the state and also on the federal level to bring things like physical resources, even financial resources, to make that all work. And then finally, the last leg of it would be recovery. After a large disaster, we function as an office that helps the community recover from whatever happened, trying to restore a community back to the way it was prior to disaster.
So basically what you're telling me is it's kind of like a four-step process. Assess the large-scale disaster, come up with mitigation strategies, respond, and then recover is basically what you're kind of telling me here, correct?
That's correct, yes. And a big part of what we do is actually in preparedness. And preparedness is actually a very broad term. I think you kind of mentioned that earlier. The thing about it is there are things like training. There are things like messaging that goes out to the public. There are things like relationship building that goes along with that. There are things like acquisition of equipment. This is for our first responders to have the proper equipment to do their job. Being able to apply for grant programs so that some of the tools that we need here in Wayne County, such as communication equipment and so on, can be brought in. And I think we've had some really good successes over the past few years.
Well, and obviously the hope, I would guess, on your part is to never have to use a lot of the different resources that you've been given. But how do you guys stay ready in case something like that does happen? I mean, because I feel like there's preparedness for your preparedness, isn't there?
That's true. So I mentioned earlier about messaging, for example. Let's take that. Some of the messages that we send out to the public come in the form of news releases or social media shares. And the topics usually include things like how to prepare for certain disasters. For example, here today, November, is Winter Safety Awareness Week. This is the time when messaging that includes things like how do you prepare for winter, how do you make sure that you stay warm if you're traveling, how do you stay safe if there's a power outage, and so on. There are lots of things, lots of information that we share out. We usually point people to certain websites that will provide a lot of that information. And some of the key takeaways that we try to share are things like create a preparedness kit, some kind of a go kit, let's say if you have to evacuate. And if you do prepare a preparedness kit, something that would last you for 72 hours, especially if it's something that pertains to power outages, which we get here in Wayne County if it's wintertime. Some of the other things that we do as well are training. So we constantly try to find available training that we bring into Wayne County for our first responders, also for our elected officials and the general public. So in the past, prior to pandemic, we've always offered things like Skywarn classes. We've got we've offered a class to elected officials to help them understand how coordination can actually help in disaster response.
It's the voice of Joe Villegas, who's my guest. He is the emergency manager for the county here. And Joe, I guess I see sitting in front of you there a calendar for 2022. And I was kind of wondering, each one has a different like signal on it, a different, I guess, note on it. Is that part of what you guys do over the course of a calendar year? Do you have different alerts, different months as qualifying as different things to watch out for?
That's correct. And typically what it is it's just a reminder for us and what type of messages and what type of safety and preparedness items we need to share with the public. I mentioned about Winter Safety Awareness Month. Right now, we're going into Thanksgiving, and there are many types of information out there on how to stay safe, you know, when you're trying to prepare and hold gatherings for Thanksgiving. Some of the items that we have on the calendar are things like winter safety travel, also we have typically around April, we have severe weather awareness. I'm sorry, not April, March. We have severe weather awareness week, where we test all of our emergency notification systems. This is when we share about, in fact, we even hold a Skywarn class that teaches people how to take a look at cloud formations and to see what's severe and what's not. And Then at that point, they can become weather spotters, that they can share that information with the National Weather Service.
So part of it then becomes, I guess, educating your public on like what to watch out for, like when it comes to disasters and man-made disasters, natural disasters. I mean, I'm guessing all of that kind of like fits under the same cloud, right?
That's correct. And really having that type of awareness, it does a couple of things. Number one, it helps people become better prepared, because now they're going to think about things like, what do I need to put in my go kit, in my preparedness kit at home? And then number two, it really dispels a lot of fear. In many levels, fear is the lack of understanding of what's really going on. And I think if they understand what that weather pattern is doing or what that looks like, it dispels a lot of that fear. And instead, it arms people with knowledge. And not only that, but it also helps the National Weather Service if they call and describe what they're seeing, you know, with an educated type information. I think it helps the National Weather Service as well.
I'm guessing a lot of people listening to this podcast with Joe Villegas here, the emergency manager for the county, they're probably saying, well, gosh, he's probably got a really high stress level all the time. He's probably always panicked. But I got to tell you guys, he's been smiling the whole time he's been here. I mean, it seems like from a standpoint of what you do, I mean, you guys are pretty well prepared then for most disasters that could come your way. I mean, I'm sure there are things that you haven't been presented with, but I'm sure even those things have come across your desk and you've said, how would we prepare for this? Is that correct?
That's very true. But, you know, to your point, it's actually a very fluid topic. It's something that we constantly have to prepare for. There's always something new. And the truth is, when something happens, and if you look at past news articles that happen in other states or communities where it's a devastating type disaster, typically it's something that never happened there before. But I think a lot of this peace actually comes from the fact that we do have very good people here in Wayne County. We have great first responders. Our elected officials are very supportive of our first responders and public safety in general. Not only that, but the relationships and cohesion between each agency here in Wayne County is just very good. I think that brings a lot of ease in the planning, in any of these type of incidents that might happen. So, yes, I sleep at night.
You do sleep at night. There you go. Last thought for you here. If people want to receive training, if people want to come to a class, if people want to take part in something, where can they go? How can they access that information?
So we typically post a lot of this information in our website and also in our Facebook page. We share a lot of that information that way. It's basically announced through Facebook. It gets reshared by many of our fire stations, fire departments here in Wayne County, and also law enforcement agencies. So it disseminates that way. We typically also send out a news release announcing some of these classes. So just watch out for those announcements.
Yeah, what is the website that people can go to?
Our website is www.wcemaoh.org. And then our Facebook page, of course, is just facebook.com/WCEMAOH.
So if you would like to find out more information about what the emergency manager in Joe Villegas does and how to become one of his helpers, I guess, from afar, you can do that. Joe, thanks for doing the podcast today, and we appreciate talking to you.
Thank you for having me, John.
Absolutely.